Special report, coronavirus update. 337,000 cases of coronavirus infection confirmed in the U.S., 9,654 deaths with surges expected in several areas, but Assistant Health Secretary Brett Jawa says the government is making progress on testing.
There's no question that testing is tight, but there are enough tests out there for people who need the test to get the test. Again, another million plus tests this week, and there are many things we can support hospitals doing to enhance their capability of testing.
A rebound on Wall Street, as Steve Kastenbaum tells us.
An hour into the trading session, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 1,100 points, a rise of nearly 5%. While the White House said that things would be getting worse before they got better, there was a little positive news to reflect upon in the coronavirus pandemic. Here in New York, the daily rate of deaths had gone down slightly.
Stocks up 4.5% across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano. Mayor Shirley Sessions of Tybee Island, Georgia, wants Governor Brian Kemp to cancel his order that closed beaches be reopened, including the one in her town.
I don't think it's safe to be on our beaches. I don't think it's safe to be anywhere where there is a potential for a large gathering. And we, you know, continue to plead with the governor and his staff to reconsider and undo this before it's too late.
Necessity may be the mother of invention, but Jim Roop tells us it's also rocket science.
Need a ventilator but can't find one? Take a trip to Home Depot and AutoZone. That's where rocket scientists from Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit are going to get parts for what they are calling bridge ventilators, machines for those who need them, but they are not severe enough for a top-of-the-line ventilator. These bridge ventilators, says Governor Gavin Newsom, are being built using windshield wiper kits.
Just shows the ingenuity.
It's unclear how quickly these bridge ventilators will roll out.
I'm Michael Toscano.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our DINOVITE, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DINOVITE at DINOVITE.com.
This is a commercial announcement. To get the latest news on the coronavirus, watch Newsmax TV. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll, asking Americans if they support President Trump's handling of the crisis. You can vote in Newsmax's national poll and show your support for President Trump. On your phone, just text the word HAPPY to 39747. That's HAPPY to 39747. 39747. Let Congress and the media know your opinion. And tune into Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel.
Your two-bedroom home when you first got married.
This bedroom will make the perfect office.
Your two-bedroom home after your first child.
I can work out of the bedroom. It won't be that bad.
Your two-bedroom home after kid number two.
Honey, are we going to have to sleep on the couch?
Don't move. Improve.
Maybe you don't love your home as much as you did when you first bought it. As your family grows, you outgrow your home. As we spend more time at home during this health crisis, you become more aware of things you need to enhance your home. Kitchen too small and outdated? You might need to add a bathroom or extra bedroom. Whatever your need, Sunnyside Construction has you covered. Now is the perfect time to create the home your family deserves. Call Sunnyside Construction at 785-2285. That's 785-2285. Or visit them online at azsunnyside.com. Ask for the KBLU special, available only to KBLU listeners.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Forecast for today, sunny and 79, 56 overnight, southeast wind at 10. 77 sunny on Tuesday, 55 Tuesday night, northwest wind at 10. And showers possible on Wednesday with a high of 66.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
AM 560 KBLU, Decent Hansen. What is that? Decent Garner Hansen, right?
Yep.
I got it all right. Miranda and I are going to handle it for a little while. Now, your buddy, Adam, one of the Hansen brothers,
uh-huh.
coming in here very shortly.
Yes.
Now, Miranda, you've been with the business over 3 years, right?
Correct.
And do you ever go to the seminars that they have?
I do. Uh-huh.
And tell me your impressions.
I think it's probably one of the more informative seminars that we have.
It is.
It is very.
I've been to them.
Uh-huh.
Now you got to keep that mic in front of me. Don't look around. There you go. Pull it down, and you can pull it up like this. There you go. A lot of people do that. They talk to me. They'll move around, away from
me. I want to look at you, yeah.
They move away from the mic. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. But it's imperative, I think, that people go.
Yeah. Very.
And get informed on how painless.
Painless and how much we take on so that...
What do you mean by take on? You mean...
How much we help the client.
Right.
So we try and take on as much as we can. That way there's not so much pressure on the client to do
right.
everything that they think that they should be doing. So, you know, gathering statements so that we could kind of figure out what has to be put into the trust, things like that.
Most clients aren't going to know what they need. There's going to be a guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the boys, I'll call them the boys, they're so experienced and so good at it.
Exactly.
That they're going to you know, help. You know, let you know exactly. So don't take anything, though.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Whenever you come in and initially meet with the
attorney,
don't bring anything. Just bring your brain. That's all you need.
Just it's information, and they'll let you know exactly what you need to go find out and research.
Exactly.
It's not difficult.
No.
Now, what do you do for them?
So I help actually prep the documents. So there's the initial meeting with the attorneys to kind of plan out what their trust or will is going to look like, and then I implement that. So I do the drafting.
Okay, and so everything, and you work in the computer then, and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Is part of your job going to the seminars, or you just done a few of them?
I've done a few of them. So every time we actually get hired on, so any new employees that are in the firm have to go to the seminars so that we know.
Because that really, in a nutshell, talks about exactly what they do.
Everything.
Including questions and answers.
Correct.
After the case.
Which is really helpful because a lot of people don't like to ask the questions. They have a ton of questions. So the few that do usually cover other people's questions.
No.
So it's perfect.
Now, Miranda, do you want to be a lawyer? Is that...
No.
Okay, I want you to stop thinking about it for take a breath.
I'll leave that to Sean and Adam.
You don't need to. You don't want to.
No.
But you enjoy this type of work.
I absolutely do, yes.
You do. So you plan on staying at this?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. For as long as I can. As long as Sean and Adam allow me to,
yes. as long as they'll have you,
yep.
You're going to be involved?
Yes.
Do you deal directly with the clients?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So basically after I draft the documents and get everything organized, I meet with the clients to review everything, make sure everything's perfect, sign the document.
And this is after they've had the attorneys go through what they need to get.
Correct.
You help coordinate that with the client to make sure that that's completed.
Correct.
That you get that all together.
Exactly.
And then the lawyers, Sean or Adam, will go through, after that's all said, done, you've done all their research.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then they redline it? Do they find, like, hey, Miranda, you forgot this?
Very rarely does that happen, but there are times I'll go through it with the client.
Because you're thorough.
Correct. Well, we have, like, a process where it basically goes through the attorney, then it comes to one of the drafters, which is me and two other people.
Okay.
And then it goes to a second drafter. So we kind of just, we want to make sure.
Quality control type
exactly.
stuff to make sure everything gets done. And then it eventually gets back to the attorneys after.
Correct.
After it's all all completed.
All signed and reviewed one last time before the clients take it home.
And if there are mistakes, do you mean, you know, make just omissions, I guess.
Omissions. But they are fixed.
Now look at Adam comes in with his mask. Although I will tell you that he comes in with a mask and don't get the image that he's wearing it because that's not. I guess you just want to make sure everybody knows you have one.
Yeah, I'm just showing off.
In case
I've
someone
got one
coughs.
Of these and you don't. Yeah.
Actually, I do have one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I got it from.
You got the N95?
Yes, from Quick Refrigeration. Quick Refrigeration was in here.
Yeah.
And they use them. In fact, it's a normal thing for them because they're up in attics along with the insulation. So they always use the N95s. But now they're using them differently or in addition to their attic work. They do it when they visit customers.
Oh, that's
so they're,
right, yeah.
They're customers to protect them, protect the customers. And so they're wearing all of their insulation equipment to see customers, not just to see insulation.
Which really worked out.
And
so you're saying you got to know somebody?
He had already a supply.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, they're in construction as well here in Yuma.
So
I texted him last week. I said, hey, you got any N95s? And he said, yeah.
That's what they use.
I said, well, can I get some? I don't know, man. A lot of people have been asking me for them.
Do they?
Yeah. And so ultimately, by the end of that conversation, I didn't get any N95 masks from him because he's like, well, our supplier is like slammed right now.
They are.
And we need them for our guys. And
right.
I said, yeah, whatever.
So where'd you get one? You steal it from him?
So I happened to be looking for something in my... I've got a storage unit. And over the weekend, I went to go look for something in there. And when I was doing that, I came across this box, a full brand new box of N95s. So I think I'm going to try and sell them on the side of the road today.
I don't think so. You know, the N95s, the significance of those is that it protects the wearer from incoming things that income, like insulation, sawdust, equipment, you know, anything like that, or viruses. Where the normal surgical mask, that just keeps the doctors from coughing on the patient. But they're still getting a massive amount of airflow around the mask. N95, not so much.
Yeah, and so I wore one to Walmart over the weekend because I told my
wife...
Because
you want to look like you belong?
Yeah. Previous to that, when I didn't have a face mask for the last couple of weeks, so my wife, she had pneumonia about a year and a half ago, and so we're kind of nervous about her being out and about. I don't want her to contract this thing because... statistically, it's not good if she does.
Right.
She's got a compromised lung.
Still, is that would they still consider her compromised at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even when everything was cleared and she got done with all that, the X-ray still showed on her left side. There was still something there,
okay.
And they're saying that should go away. You know, this is about
it
a year and a half ago.
Heals in time, scars.
Yeah, kind of stuff. I'm thinking, well, shouldn't it not be there? You know, but what do I know? But anyway, so she's in that high-risk category, and so it's super nerve-wracking to me to think that she's going to go to Walmart where you just got a horde of people all the time touching stuff.
I see the crowds diminishing. They are diminishing, and you're seeing more and more single people versus whole families.
You've noticed the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it's the one that is not the most important in your family goes to Walmart. That's what it is.
Dad,
go get something. Go make a Walmart run because you're disposable. That's what it's about.
Glad
I'm worth more than dead than I am alive with my life insurance policy.
Yeah.
So I know where my status is in my family.
Right.
Having said that, when I previous to like finding these masks, I would go to Walmart, but I'm holding my breath probably 95% of the time. Anytime I pass somebody, I'd hold my breath.
Really?
Does that sound weird?
Yeah.
Or I'm not the only one doing that.
No, I've done it too, yes.
Yeah. Oh. Anytime I see somebody and I'm getting close
you
to them, or
the
come by
one.
Me, I'm like, So half the time I'm oxygen deprived walking through Walmart. So when I was in my storage unit, it was like over the weekend and I found this box of N95s. I thought
So you actually put it on. I'm finding more and more people are wearing them.
And then I talk like Vader. That's like...
That's what I want. I want one of the cloth ones where I can put, you know, some kind of voice modulator in there.
We made them over the weekend. Yeah, me and my family. We'll talk about that as we get back
You got to take a break anyway, so you might as well.
Yep, so we'll be right back after this. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU.
More.
more thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hi, this is Russ Clark, and I want to tell you about the only air conditioning company I trust to keep me cool. Quick Refrigeration got the call when I was in need of new air conditioners for my home. I value the experience and customer loyalty they have earned from their years in business. They communicate the processes and the capability of the system so I can feel comfortable with the decision. I recommended my friends at Quick Refrigeration to replace your old, inefficient, worn-out AC system with a new, high-efficiency system that will lower your cooling costs as much as 40%. Start the saving today before the summer heat. Don't wait till your system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration, Cooling, and Heating at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hireme now at edbroadcasters.com. That's hireme now at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, everybody, to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. This is 560 AM KBLU. This is another episode of Life, Death, and the Law on this beautiful Yuma morning. And we were talking before the break about the masks. And the reason I think that became such a big issue as of recently was because of the idea that the president made a big deal of it last week. He got on 3M for these N95 masks and he said, hey, you guys need to up your production. You're not doing the American people any good. You need to up your production. We expect you to make this many in this time frame. And that same day, do you remember this, Russ?
Yep.
I think it was Wednesday or Thursday last week, and 3M stock dropped dramatically. I think it was 2.5% that
day. Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, and which equates for 3M to like $1.6 billion of their value. And so 3M came back and said, we're doing the best that we can. And they said, we don't know why the president's saying this. We have been working with him and his cabinet and discussing ways that we can get the distribution line going, and they're basically saying that they are putting the pedal to the metal, and so they were really baffled why the president called them out on Twitter, and so I guess they're still working that stuff out. And I think part of the call was, well, we need to stop your export to China and stop your export to other countries and focus on the United States. And they said, well, If we do that, it causes a domino effect across the whole world, and then we'll shut down. They're going to retaliate, and they won't ship us stuff. So there's a lot of different issues there.
The reason the president did it is China had already started hoarding and cutting off all their exports and only taking on imports. And so the president did that as a firing shot, and a counterbalance. Like, look, they're really hoarding all the personal protection equipment, the PPEs, and so he's asked people like 3M and all to cut it off. And I guess they didn't hear him at first, so he made it louder through Twitter.
So when I first saw this news, I was really concerned, not because of those issues so much as the constitutionality of that, because it's easy for us to say we're a free country. It's easy for us to say, yeah, we've got this constitution that the whole world looks to.
Yeah.
But if you're not upholding the constitution and everything that we do...
But where did the president go around the constitution?
When he forces a private company...
He didn't force anybody to do
it. He didn't.
He used his bully pulpit.
Yeah, it's getting very, very close.
Nope.
He said, I expect this from you, and you need to do it, or else.
But he used social media.
That is a threat from the executive office. So what do you? If I got that, if he did that to you, Russ, he says, you need to talk about this on air, or else.
Right.
What are you going to do? You're going to talk about that on air. Why? But you don't know the consequence of that. All you know is that you've got this person that has authority to do whatever they really want to.
The only threat is one of transparency and telling people that you're not a company upholding your end to the American people. That's not a threat to have government intervention.
You think it's one about... If you read that Twitter post,
I'll take a look.
It's more of a threat to them. If you don't do this,
we're going to force you to do something else. Government officials like Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters that say they will nationalize oil if you don't do what we want.
Right.
That is a direct governmental threat.
Yeah.
President Trump, I've never seen ever do anything like that.
And we'll see. But I think it's this whole broad issue, not only with the masks, but going from state to state. So I think one of the biggest things that I've seen coming out of this whole COVID-19 thing is we as American people, I feel like because of the fear, and I'm not saying it's not a legitimate fear, but I feel like we tend to just release the reins to government and say, oh, okay, if the governor says we need to stay at home, because he's signing this executive order, then we're going to do that.
Me and you are on the same page. We need to be so cautious of governmental overreach and taking our freedoms. And, in fact, I just had a call today on the radio earlier. Somebody called in and says, we should absolutely release medical records to first responders for their protection. I said, oh, no. You know, I mean, we got to protect our freedoms on that. Well, you just don't like... first responders. And I said, I love first responders. Every one of them need to protect themselves, and we need to make sure they're all protected against anybody. So they need to treat everybody as if they have them. We cannot release that kind of information because that is a chisel away of our rights.
And that I think that's what happens with societies such as ours is in the name of protection of all, we start to cede away, not even unbeknownst to us, we start to cede away our freedoms and our protections. And when you start to do that, you don't get them back. And that's what a lot of people don't understand.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
During the Patriot Act, I didn't see a problem with it.
Right.
Because I was scared. And it's the whole thing that Franklin said, you know, those who would give, you know, sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither. And it's right. It always bites us.
It does. And it's all fine and dandy when you've got somebody that you voted for in office, but not so much when the next president comes in. So in the big scheme of things, when it comes to executive powers and the Constitution, it's very vague. When you look at the Constitution, there aren't a lot of powers that are given to the executive branch that are expressly written in our Constitution. And what's happened over time is from president to president, every time we have some sort of catastrophe or we have some sort of war, for example, in the Bush Jr. Era, we start to release powers to the executive branch, unbeknownst to us, in the sake of, we're going to protect, it sounds good because we're going to protect ourselves and our citizenry, but in reality what we're doing is we're ceding away freedom that we can't get back, because once you give it away to the executive branch, you can't get it back. There's not going to be a president that comes behind the next president that says, you know what, we overreached a little bit, we're going to give that back to you. That doesn't happen. It's never happened in our history.
You're right to an extent. But any of the executive branches' powers generally were given by Congress's approval through different acts that Congress approves. that we're going to let the president do certain things. That certainly can be undone.
In some regard, unless it's an executive order through an administrative agency.
But presidents like Lincoln did things that were, you know, outside his purview, and because it was a civil war, no one really challenged him. Franklin, the same thing during the Depression, but he was stopped by some. He couldn't get everything he wanted, so he wanted justice, Supreme Court, and everything. He wanted totalitarian power, and we fell short of that, although we did give up a lot during the Depression and stuff.
Absolutely. And so going back to Bush and the Iraq War, that's when a lot of this came to mind, because at that point, after 9/11, we were all on high alert. What do we do to secure our country? And yeah, go get those guys. We were ready to pull out the guns and just go to war.
And give up our liberties.
And that's, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I'm saying what happened was when we were in the passion of the things, we allowed the president to take a lot of power and build and put tools into this toolbox that now got passed on to Obama, which got passed on to Trump. And Obama expanded those powers. Those droning issues that we saw with Bush, we didn't think it was a big problem because we were going after the bad guys. But it became a problem when now that Bush grabbed those powers and said, we don't need due process of law. We can go ahead and kill people with drones in Iraq because they're terrorists. He never got the confirmation from Congress. There is no authority to go to war with Iraq. He tried, but the Congress never actually issued the war order. But he still did it anyway.
Vietnam was never a war.
Right. And so you've seen this, yeah. And so under those issues, and those have all happened before,
right.
And so they grab a little bit here, grab a little bit there, and we're okay with that when it's our guy in office.
The Congress could bring it in. And I'm reading on the 3M, which he said they'll have a big price to pay. And then he announced that he would use the Defense Production Act to force 3M to produce more regulator masks, which are in short supply in the U.S. and other countries battling a pandemic. He could. He didn't do it. But that act, the Defense Production Act, was given to him by Congress. He didn't take it. It was given by Congress. Congress can take that back. And you're right. That rarely happens.
You think that's going to happen?
Oh,
and that's my point,
Russ. I think it would be rare.
Yeah.
But a lot of things now sunset, like the Patriot Act, FISA warrants, and all the stuff that we hate, are sunsetting, which is a good thing, and makes us go back and see if we really need it and what palm harms that they call it.
And I think you're right. What they'll say is, oh, it's okay because we've got this sunset provision. We just need it right now, but we've got the sunset provision.
Still bad.
Well, they never sunset. They'll vote to keep it going. That's typically what happens.
Yes and no. I mean, the FISA warrant has been really battling because of what happened during Trump. You know exactly. But then there's things that happen that no one says anything about, like the Dreamers, the Dreamers Act, where President Obama just did it,
mm-hmm.
and nobody objected. Absolutely did not have the power to do that. And then when Trump undid it through an executive order, they stopped him because they fought him to undo it, saying it was already done, it wouldn't be fair, but not in doing it. And I think we need to be more diligent in our Congress to keep those powers limited.
And it becomes very murky when we're doing those executive orders. That's part of the point that I'm trying to get across, is when we cede power to the executive branch, it's hard to get it back. Whether it's the Congress confirming that or not, through these executive orders, there's not much we can really do other than you vote them out of office every 4 years.
Oh, no. You're right. We need to fix the problem. And I think Trump's doing the right thing with a lot of the orders right now. He's not doing them. He's letting the states do them. When it comes to staying 6 foot away, stay-at-home things, that's actually a state government authority, not a federal authority, and Trump didn't try to take it. He let the governors handle it.
Which I think is wise.
I like to see it.
You've got the sovereign and you've got the independence of the states, which is how it is supposed to be.
10th Amendment.
Yep. And I think what we saw initially was a reaction, especially here in Arizona, where you had mayors of cities. They came out of the gate swinging, and they started issuing orders until Governor Ducey came out and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm over all of you guys. You just need to get in lockstep with me. And I think that was good. I think we needed to have the governor come out and say something, and he did that relatively quickly, which I'm happy about.
But it's local, it's close by. We can get in the car and go see Phoenix real quick.
Yeah.
And it's harder to do when it's federally, and that's why the separation of powers is like that.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
And Trump's been respecting it. I like the fact that he is, because there's great pressure from many people saying he should do a national order, which is not really within his purview, but...
And, again, going back to the N95 tweet, I mean...
I like it, though.
That's an imminent threat from the executive power, and...
Except that he does have the authority to do it. He does.
Sure.
And he did the tweet instead of enacting the authority.
Sure.
He just threatened it.
Doesn't any form of communication is the same.
It's bully pulpit.
It is. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I don't like it. I don't like it when the government intervenes in our lives, and it looks like power that we're giving up in the sake of the whole, because we feel like, oh, well, this virus is going to take us all down. We need to stop schools. We need to stop everything. Don't leave your houses.
But that's the governor's doing it.
When was the last time that I let somebody tell me what to do?
I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah, right. Why? Because this is the United States of America.
It's America.
And we have freedoms, right? Well, I thought we had freedoms until I got confined to my house.
You have no freedoms now because you got to go to break.
I do got to go to break. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, you, my Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Hey everyone, News 11's Dominique Newland here with her latest headlines. We'll begin with the top information you need to know concerning the coronavirus. Here at home, there are 43 confirmed cases in the valley, including one death and 15 cases in Yuma County. We are all encouraged to stay home for at least the next month. And as for the unemployment numbers, more than 10 million people have now filed. And you might be wondering about that stimulus money coming from the federal government. Checks are expected to start going out April 6th. If you used direct deposit on your taxes last year, that date will be May 4th. And if you went the paper route, just know it could take up to 5 months to get this relief money. And because the situation continues to escalate in the valley, know that we've been informed by the El Centro Police Department that they will not be responding to simple thefts and other minor crimes for the time being, all to limit unnecessary exposure. As always, you can catch me on Sunrise every weekday morning. Have a great day.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. And then we've got Miranda as well helping us with fact-checking, I guess. Right? That's what you're doing, Miranda.
She does a lot of that.
And Russ just passed me some paperwork. He was showing me the...
Oh, here's the United States.
Well, I think this one is as well.
That's Arizona.
And you talked about this earlier on your program. This is this was yesterday. So this is updated today. And so the current total in the United States is 336,851 coronavirus cases with 9,620 deaths. And we've got about 17,000, almost close to 18,000 that have actually recovered. So those stats are pretty high when it comes to the mortality rate or the death rate.
Well, except that we don't know the denominator.
Right.
We don't know really how many people have it.
Yeah.
Because we're not testing very many.
Yeah, and I agree with that. But if you were to do the math on that, here in Arizona last week, when I looked, by the end of the week last week, when I did the math, those that have died because of coronavirus issues or tied relationship, they came out to about a 2.3% death rate here in Arizona alone. I didn't do the whole nation, but that was just here in Arizona. And so in comparison to the common flu, I mean, that's pretty high. It's way high.
But I think that number is still, because we don't know the total number that actually got it, it's gonna continue to come down. A lot of reports have been like 1.5 to 1%, and I don't know what's true. We don't know. World Health Organization came out to a 3.4 back in March 5th, I think, March 5th. They haven't updated it since. They stopped trying because we really don't know how many people have it. Especially those reports came out so everyone that got the coronavirus, they found 6 people that were asymptomatic.
Right.
Never had a symptom. They just had it.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the thing that we need to be concerned about, because if we're walking around in Walmart like we talked about before, and you might have it and you don't even know, and you're passing it on.
My friend George, the attorney, has to go to the doctor today to get blood.
Oh, is that right?
Well, because he took a test, and they said, oh, yeah, you have it, or you've had it. They found out he had it in December of last year, recovered, and now they want him to go get blood to help make a cure and get his antibodies. But he had it and stayed a week in bed. He remembers it, but he didn't know it was a coronavirus. He just found out this a couple days ago that he had the coronavirus.
I'm sure it's because of all the partying he did at the end of the year last year, right?
I don't think that was it. No,
he killed it with alcohol? Is that what you're saying, the curious?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Except he doesn't drink.
Before we get too far into this, I have got to mention... My little girls have a birthday today. So Isabella, Gabriella, happy birthday to you. I love you. And thank you for listening. I told them that I was going to tell everybody on the radio that it's their birthday and wish them a happy, happy birthday. They're 9 this year.
You think?
Let's see, they're born in 2011.
Yeah.
They're 9.
Okay.
They turned 9.
I'll help you with the math. Get the Mirandas over here.
But they're my twin little blonde, blue-eyed girls, and they're just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And their personalities are incredible.
Do they
funny,
smart. Celebrate heavy on the birthdays? They like celebrations.
They do, and so this is going to be tough for them. I think they're going to be okay. It's their mom that might have an issue. Sorry, Jess, about this, but she's a real party person in the sense of she wants to party that person. She wants them to have balloons and flowers and the whole 9 yards, and she just can't do that this year because they're home from school. She can't go to the store to get those fun things. And so the alternative is we spend a lot of time together and without all the fluff and the pomp and the circumstance.
Nope.
And
bouncy castle?
Yeah, well, actually, we got one of those. Because that's delivered. That's delivered to us.
Okay.
And so that's going to be their big birthday present today. And they're doing a special on that, I guess. Maybe they're having a hard time in the bouncy castle
realm. I imagine
they're
not as a big demand right now.
And so we were able to get one of those. And they said if you rent it for 2 days, we give it to you for a full week. So you pay for 2 days and get it for a week. So
you guys
can
sleep in him and camping out in the bouncy castle.
Exactly right, yeah. My biggest concern is where do we put that thing, because I don't want to kill the grass. I've been working so hard on that grass.
Yeah.
If you put that thing on there for a week, it's going to kill my grass.
Driveway.
Yeah, that's what I said on the pad.
Right.
She's like, well, the kids are going to get hurt. Yeah, that's okay. We save the grass. That's what it's about.
I think your priorities are good.
Me too. But happy birthday, Isabel and Gabriella. We love you. And here's to many more, okay? And getting back to what we talked about before, obviously coronavirus is on everybody's mind. We can't get away from it. And it has impacted everything from the economy to our daily living to our school systems. And we're still in it. And I don't know when the end will come. I'm sure it will come. It's starting to heat up, at least here in Yuma.
You've got some predictions there that I gave you that said the peak will come this week, like towards the end of this week, at least for the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
And because we're doing the 6 foot, we're doing all the precautions, we're staying at home. If we continue that, they're predicting that the total deaths in the state of Arizona will be under 600.
Wonderful. That's great. Yeah,
I
and
think
I,
that's all comes
I think
pass.
As I don't know if you noticed, but yesterday it was pretty warm as the day went on about noon, 1 o'clock. I don't know what the temp was, but it was a lot warmer than it was the week prior. And as we get into that warmer weather and everybody's out in the sun and they're getting a little bit more vitamin D, hopefully that will help kill any of these, not only the coronavirus, but any flu bugs that might be out there.
Does every year.
Yep, and that's the hope here. And so I think we're fortunate in the sense that we have a lot more sun than any other state. And as we start to participate outside and do these things outside, I think that will have a natural effect of helping us all. But what do I know? I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just a doctor of law. But I have experience with, you know, going out in the sun, and I just feel better. And I think a lot of people do. It just helps to be out in the sun, out in the open air, that clean air, flushing your system out and making you feel better with the vitamin D. So I'm hoping that will be the thing that helps us as Arizonans get over this pandemic and we can go back to our normal life. I think as far as school is concerned, they canceled that for the rest of the semester, so the governor canceled school for the rest of the semester. We have one of our younger kids goes to a preschool that you have to pay a tuition for, and over the weekend we got a reimbursement check from them. So obviously schools are in the process of trying to finish out this semester the best way that they can. A lot of them are doing these online packets and things like that to just finish the school on it. And so as my wife and I talked about it, I thought, well, they're not really geared for this. Our kids are going to public schools, and they're not geared. These public schools, in my mind, aren't really geared for what's happening in the sense of their curriculum's not online to the point of it's really easy to access, it's really easy to do. They don't have video modules that you watch and then it teaches you the concept and you practice that. So really what they're doing is you're just assigning packets of paperwork. And that's okay, I guess, in theory, but what's happened with my kids, at least, is that they get these huge packets of paperwork that are stapled and there's 30, 40 pages in that thing, and now their task is to get through that packet, and it's mundane, it's not very fun, and some of these concepts they just are having a hard time with without a teacher there teaching them what to do and how to do it. So now mom becomes a teacher, and I'm not saying that's bad, but I'm saying that I think it could be done a better way if they were set up for this virtual type teaching scenario. That was the thought process in my mind. And so as I talked to my wife about it, I said, you know, maybe what we should do, this is before Governor Ducey shut down the schools for the rest of the semester. I had said, well, let's just pull them out of the public school system, because they're getting frustrated, they're having a hard time. You're getting frustrated with these packets and things like that. Let's just pull them out of the public school system, put them into an online school that's geared and built to do that, and we'll just pivot for the rest of the semester into this online type scenario so that they're getting the teaching modules that they need and the work that they need, and it'll take less, it will take the burden off of you, and it will be less stressful for you. And after talking that through, we decided not to do that, because what she had, and she's a teacher herself, so that's what she has a degree in teaching from ASU, and she hasn't been teaching for the last few years because of our kids. She wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. But from her perspective, she said, you know what? They've already learned everything they're going to learn this year. The curriculum's already been done. Now they're just gearing up for testing. So taking them out of their public school and trying to put them into an online school, they're not going to learn anything really new, because they've already learned all the concepts that have been taught to them throughout the course of this semester or this school, this academic year. Now we're just into the testing phase. And so taking them out of the public school, putting them into an online type school to hope that they learn new concepts is going to be more burdensome. It's going to be more shocking to them. And so ultimately we decided just keep them in the public school, do the packets to the end of the year, turn those suckers in, and let's move on to next semester. Because, and I think she's right, when she told me those concepts, but then when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, then why am I sending my kids to school for the last 3 months of the year, every year, you know, if that's the case? And I think what I'm starting to see is that, and I already knew this, but once you see it now, where the kids are confined to the house, they can't go to school, you're starting to see, like, well, why aren't our kids in school so long? They're there for 8 hours a day. What are they doing, you know? I think we've just turned our education system into, and this is going to be controversial when I say this, but it's more of like a babysitting type program. You go to school, I've got 8 hours that I can go to work, and I don't need to worry about you because the public school's got you. The government's got you over here. They're going to take care of you, and I'll get you when you come back home.
But not as productive as you think it could be for the 8 hours.
Yeah, I think we could be a lot more productive. I absolutely do.
You need to take a break.
We do. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and Law. We'll be right back after this.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Eldorado Broadcasters wants to remind you that when you shop local or eat local, the money you spend is re-spent in Yuma 4 to 5 times. A robust local free enterprise economy is essential to our community. It allows Yuma to create jobs and puts food on our family's tables. Now more than ever during the coronavirus crisis, when you're shopping online, getting takeout or delivery, or buying essentials, remember to eat, shop, and support Yuma's locally owned businesses.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Hello, I am the local owner and operator of Lapel's Dry Cleaning. The impact of the current health crisis is affecting us all, as individuals and as small businesses. As a cleaning facility, Lapel's is considered an essential service, and our doors will remain open. You may know Lapel's is the only 100% environmentally friendly cleaning system in Yuma. What you may not know is we clean items at temperatures you cannot reach at home or in a laundromat. Temperatures that kill any bacteria, including the COVID-19 virus. We are offering a 20% discount on all bedding items, all military and first responder uniforms at our regular 10% off, and as always, free pickup and delivery, so you do not have to leave your home. You can reach Lapel's Dry Cleaning at 928-259-7350. We are here for our community in this trying time. Thank you for supporting locally owned businesses, and stay safe.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
They don't really. Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, and then we've got Miranda in here as well helping us out and keeping us from duking it out.
No.
Russ and I are on the same political level when it comes to some of these things, but I like to push Russ's button.
No problem.
And he can handle it. That's why I like to do it. Earlier in the show, I had mentioned, and I know I touched a soft spot for Russ because I had made mention of President Trump tweeting last week, and it was a tweet that I didn't enjoy, not because of any political issues, but rather I didn't like the government, and he is the head of government. He is the director of the free world. When he talks, that means something. Even through Twitter, like you pointed out before. Well, it was just on Twitter. At least he didn't use an executive order. It doesn't matter. It's a form of communication. It's written, and that means something. And so when he bullied 3M, even if I agreed with the idea that maybe they do need to make more masks, maybe they need to stop production to China because they're hoarding them, it doesn't matter. What matters to me is when you have a government actor telling you what to do and saying there's going to be a consequence, we're coming after you if you don't do it, that's a problem. Because we believe in free enterprise and capitalism
and open communications. I mean, I think the president's got a free speech right too.
Oh, he absolutely does, but it actually has consequences when he speaks. Like I mentioned before,
I think
3M stock, 2.5%. If I was the president of 3M, and I told you during the break that I thought they handled that magnificently.
I agree.
If it had been me, if that happened to my company, I don't know if I could have taken it with the graciousness that 3M did, because they came back and they published a piece in the New York Times. It was an article where they interviewed the CEO of 3M, and he said, I really don't know what the president, why he's saying that. We have been working hand in hand with them, and he knows that. But and you pointed out, and I understand, Russ, what you're saying, that China has not been playing by the rules. And so really that was the idea behind Trump's tweet last week. But that tweet had huge effects on 3M. They dropped 2.5% in the stock market that day, which equates to over $1 billion of value. And had that happened to my company, I would have been livid. I would have gone after the government at that point. Because you economically harmed me, and you didn't need to do that.
And then the stock would have gone down more. The way the 3M handled it, it came right back in a couple of days.
And that's what I'm saying. I thought they did it fantastically because they were very gracious, and they said, we don't know why he's saying this. We are working hand-in-hand with him, and we respect what he's saying, and we're going to try and continue to help him. Instead of saying, you son of a gun.
I'm going to agree with 3M. I respect what he's saying, too.
Yeah, and that's where we agree to disagree.
That's okay.
You know why? Because I love freedom, Russ. I love freedom.
You're allowed to.
And I don't want the government telling me what to do.
I'm with you on that.
And that's in the broad spectrum of things. And that goes back to the conversation we've had all morning, is that we've got to be careful. Yes, I understand there's a pandemic. I understand that there are issues that we haven't even experienced yet in this country that we are going to experience that will cause the populace to say, let the government take control because they can fix it.
Don't give up our liberties. You have a phone call.
We do. We don't have a lot of time, so we've got to hurry through this.
So, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hello. The reason why that happened was there was a gentleman from Florida trying to get 3M masks, and he was outright told, you're SOL, because we got people coming in with cash and buying it, and you won't receive none. That was the whole deal about that.
Okay.
If you go back a few days ago with Tucker Carlson, he had a gentleman on there, and they told him, you're not getting none. We got people flying in and paying cash.
Yeah, so 3M was a bad player. I appreciate the call. That's my brother in Florida. Thanks. No, it was not. I have no idea. And I'd never heard that before. I didn't know.
And even if that is true, you know, we really don't know. When it comes to media, I don't trust anything unless I was there firsthand and I'm getting it from that person or from that source. Let's say that was true. I don't think it's in the government's purview to tell us what to do. Again, we have our freedom to act in this country. At least I thought so. If 3M wants to do that, then they have the freedom to do that.
Right.
And if the government comes in and says, no, you can't do that. You have to release, you have to produce this amount.
It wasn't the government. It was a president tweet exercising his First Amendment rights. He was not doing an executive order.
It doesn't work like that.
It does.
When you're the President of the United States, when you speak, that is government action.
Absolutely. It was a government action as far as communication. And he's allowed to do that.
He is allowed. What's going to happen if he doesn't? Nothing. We can't do anything about it.
Look, this was all about public opinion. If he overstepped his bounds, he's going to create a public opinion against him, just like he did in you.
Mm-hmm.
And others may agree with him. And he's always got to play that. It's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
But I like it in the public opinion versus government action. And this was fell short of government action.
I disagree with you. I disagree. And that's okay. That's okay. And I don't want to get you riled up in the sense that
I'm not riled.
I'm anti-Trump or anything like that.
You're
that's not what I'm saying. I don't care. I don't care if it's Obama, Bush, Trump. I don't care who the president is. My stance is the same. If a president is talking and he's going after private business in such a way, whether on Twitter, in a letter, an email, that is bad precedence. And I don't want another president coming behind him that I disagree with to have that tool in his toolbox now, because the previous president already did it. Oh, we're okay with that because I like that one. I like that one. I like what he's doing, and that's okay for him. But when the next guy comes in and does that, and then it overextends that,
presidents have
sense.
Always done that.
Exactly. And that's the problem.
I mean,
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
From Washington on.
Yes.
They have done that.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Privately, not with, I mean, just through bully pulpit, they've done that.
I'm trying to tell you, once they take those tools and put it in their toolbox, they're expanding that toolkit, and you can't get the tools back. And so from one president to the other, going back from Bush and the Iraq War with droning issues, the expedition of without due process of law for terrorists. If you're classified as a terrorist, then you don't get due process. You went straight to Cuba, and you went into prison there without any due process of law because you were tagged as a terrorist.
Right.
Well, if it was a homeland person here in the United States, you were tagged as a terrorist, you could still go to Cuba without any due process of law.
It's never happened.
And get droned. And then, now, okay, we expanded that toolbox because we're okay with that. Bad guys, terrorists, we're okay with that. Until it's you, and they're looking at your cell phone record,
and they
feel like, oh, this guy's a terrorist. You have no due process of law. You're going to Cuba, and you can't do anything about
it. We're in complete agreement over fear of the government overstepping boundaries and infringing on our rights. I'm just of a difference of actions versus, public record of how I feel about things, which I think Trump uses a lot of public record and his rights to freedom of speech. I'm good with it.
Okay.
And if he steps out of bounds, he loses the entire populace, public opinion.
Maybe. I think that he won't. I think, like I mentioned going back to Bush and the Iraq War, we were all on board. Go get those guys. We were so mad. And we jumped into it. We gave a lot of power to the executive branch. We allowed that because that felt right at the time. But in reality, what we were doing was we're giving up a lot of power to the executive branch and administrative agencies that we can't get back.
And it was a mistake. A lot of the Patriot Act and everything was a mistake. And it needs to be spooled back. And there's some of that happening because a lot of it sunsets.
And that's what my point is today. We just have to be careful as a populace. We have to be careful ceding freedom away in the name of
security
and things like that. When in reality, it's not. We're giving something up that we can't get back. And we're now going to be in
the box. You got like 15 seconds. You got to wrap it up.
Okay.
You're out of time.
I know.
Say goodnight.
It's been passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll talk to you next Monday. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be back next Monday.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.